sometimes I think about certain things in Charlie Nyakupo and your mobile power.
Honestly.
Are you aware?
Yeah.
That back in the day, long before Ensio Na Yachino, long before it came.
Yeah.
Do you know how we were buying water?
In cups.
In cups.
Really?
Yeah.
I never met that.
You didn't know?
No,
they carried it in those big plastic containers.
Wait a minute, you never saw that?
And there was cups hanging around it.
So there were pans or buckets.
Yeah.
Right? Mini pans. So they'll put them on top of their heads.
Mm-hmm. With cups.
And with the cups. So the buckets had lids. Mm-hmm. Right?
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. And then the cups about shape. Four or five or three cups will be on top of it. And they walk around town. Said he'll be at home. Bibi or pine. And what? So, Madame Pachomi pensioni be. So, you pay her the money. Sometimes she wouldn't even lower the. She would not even bring the basin down.
Okay.
She just on top of the head. No, she would just lower her knees and just dip the cup into the bucket.
Shenini.
She would just
like genome.
Yes.
Now we are cap.
Wait. For the Gen Z's.
Yeah.
For the Gen Z's, I think so. Yeah. Hey, you know, sometimes when I see these young ones, especially on social media, and some of them fooling around. Yeah, name is Kaka. You know, because Charlie Mumbre is how. Maybe I see look. They would dip the cup into the water, scoop it, and then give it to you. Meanwhile, this same cup had fed a lot of people.
Oh gosh,
lot of people had drunk on the same cup.
I know, right?
And this hawker will be walking around.
They were sharing communicable diseases.
Charlie.
And I'm sure they don't even know anything like
that. No. Oh, Barbara, there was nothing like that. But the good part was that there were different tastes.
What I've experienced.
Different tastes.
So with the different tastes, what happened was that there were the pure water. So the ones that were... You know, some of them were just pipe-borne water.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then they will put in a big flake, like ice. So a big ball of ice. Ice cube, like big ball in there. So it made it chill. Right? It will keep it chilled until... The water is sold, right? So they'll walk around town. Oh, where's Adukumi? My God, this guy would have given us very good
testimony. And back then, not everybody had a fridge.
So, are you kidding me? Who had a fridge? How many people had fridges?
How many people had fridges?
AJ Bar.
And then not everybody had TVs.
It came with... No, the difference was the cooler munsio.
Okay, so...
Did you drink from cooler?
Yes, I think I did.
I did.
Igloo had those small ones that you could carry. So it puts ice inside for the whole day.
What?
So, no, I'm coming.
Igloo had...
No.
Cooler man, he had ice. No.
All
right, so allow. Then let's not talk that I'll be here. Because Momo there,
I want you to blame her.
Who did
you? But you, I'm more than you.
Oh, AJ.
I see plenty you.
AJ.
Yes, that's AJ.
I'm in my late 40s. No, please.
And?
I'm in my late 40s.
Then you didn't see that. You wish.
I mean,
because we know
you. I want to do my wish.
You're lying.
She's
lying. Mr. Famisio.
This junction, you want to get down there?
Shed Lamte.
Shed, you're born
how many times have I called you?
Were you born in 70 or 50?
Shed Lamte.
I assume 3.
You assume what?
Shed.
I'm just assuming.
3.
How many times have I called you?
Hmm.
Okay.
Hmm. Jay Bubu says, ah, Andy, they won't allow you to tell the story.
Tell us the story now.
That is true. Too many interjections.
Tell it.
But it's fine. Oh, dear, next time we'll continue.
Oh, no, no,
and
no, no, no,
finish
no.
up.
No, you yeah, didn't come on here. Next time, me at also. Okay, okay. So, Midori.
You just cooler.
Scoop,
cooler,
scoop and give to
okay,
you.
Okay, so with the yeah. cooler.
Yeah.
Who's that? Okay. So with the cooler. Cooler didn't. With each time you drank from cooler, you see the it was just a ceramic. It was just a pot. So it didn't. That was why they called it cooler. It didn't need any ice.
Okay.
Or any one, icing.
Okay.
Sorry?
The local one.
Yeah, the local, yeah.
Yeah, that's for that one, yeah.
So yeah. To make it function properly or taste very, very nice, they used the pentacles, right? So they will burn it. And then they will cover the pot with it. But the flame, a
jadienim.
Yeah. So it will give you some vibe. It will give you some.
That's a woody taste.
Yes, it will give you some wood. Yes. It will give you some taste. No, it comes with some scent. Sweet scent. Then they will pour the water in the ceramic, in the pot. Cover it. Meanwhile, it is hidden at the corner of the room. Because if they are Charlie, our grandmothers, Charlie,
you know, like, yo, you know what, like, just a while, I just feel like it's as if it's 9 p.m. and then an old man is telling us the story, you know, like, right, like,
he
no,
just,
no, 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 like, no, 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 like, I'm talking about how the atmosphere looked like, feels here, honestly.
say direct.
No, 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 like, I'm not talking about you.
Talk to him direct.
Not in corners.
Check.
Sorry.
Now what Jimmy and I which one is old man beast telling
no,
it? Like
yes. I mean like the atmosphere honestly.
No,
but you know, Andy, the same distinct story when you go to the restaurants or chopper those days. Yeah. And there's maybe a calabash or a cup there. Yeah. And when you buy your food, you want to drink water, you go and fetch and drink. Like
wow. Things have really evolved, honestly.
Yeah we have. We have. Wow. Indeed we have.
Wow.
Cause me there, wow. I fetch some water put there, Sam. My mom sell gobe. So every time water for okay. The day.
Okay. Your mommy they sell gobe.
Yeah, those
for
days,
where?
Those
days.
Oh,
Allah.
But what Andy's talked about, yeah. That you know, cooler mousse, you know, my grandma used to say it was healthier water because
of course.
The pot was always, you know, they used to make medicines, you know, the leaves that we drink,
yeah.
They used to boil them. They, you particularly want to boil them in those particular pots because they feel it's healthier. Even right now, people are selling pots, clay pots for cooking right now because those more are better than the
honestly.
One. Yeah,
honestly.
I think back in the day, we were very innocent and there wasn't any kind of
this cancer, you know, this cancer and stuff. Yeah.
Maybe we should go back. Not the sharing of cups, but you know, drinking water from the pot.
No, sharing of cups is quite safe because you know it's very difficult to let's say transmit. You know, those diseases when it's like it's a ceramic. Or let's say this, like, unless this metallic stuff is what Charlie, mostly transmits, yeah.
And even the buildings, the clay blocks.
But like
those ones, the lime, they are better than the blocks that the cement blocks. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, those ones keep cooler than.
That's how the pots too. I mean,
like you just see someone just wake up, not brush the teeth. Buy from the woman and then you also
yeah, why you want to
no like
to
no like
no, I'm just, he's I'm saying he's like, saying I'm this just, because just, like, he's I'm saying this because he has experienced bottled water pure water
yeah so like someone just way. Wakes up and buys from without really
normal to know
back in the day
so it means even if you are drinking pure water or sachet water today you are blessed
yeah
hey
and what honestly water right now they are sealing the bottled water for you before you take it
wow
evolved.
Wow.
They've evolved. They've come a long way.
Tell me, you must have sound. You know the number of people who would visit.
Yeah.
Who would visit the KVIPs just to go.
Oh, Lord.
No, I'm serious.
People nasty.
Oh.
They don't wash their hands and they come and take the cup. Ah, yes.
No, it's not cholera. Me. For me, it's not even about... For me, it's not even about the washing of hands, because that one day you can't even tell who may have washed or not.
Yeah, but...
I mean, even before drinking the water.
Yeah.
But I mean, my worry is...
When there is a queue or...
Queue?
Hey. Said why? Tell me. I'm in my late 40s. If I, then Andy's away. Andy's is late 70s.
Okay, guys. Listeners, it's the afternoon ride.
Your Porsche room.
Maybe I don't know. AJ, we are in your corner.
Let me bring in the story. Dear Andy and I'm in a relationship with someone who has done nothing wrong. Like, actually nothing. He's calm, he listens, he shows up, he respects me with no drama, no stress, ideally the kind of guy people pray for. But if I'm being honest, something in me just isn't there. I laugh with him, I'm okay around him, but I don't feel that connection. Sometimes I even catch myself avoiding his calls, not because I'm angry, but because I just don't feel like talking and that scares me. The issue is there's someone else. Nothing serious. We're not even dating though, but with him everything seems different. The vibe is easy, I'm more myself, and I actually look forward to hearing from him. I haven't crossed any lines, but in my head I feel like I already have, and it's making me feel guilty because the guy I'm with doesn't deserve this. He's giving me everything, yet I'm here feeling like something is missing. So now I'm asking myself, am I being ungrateful, or I am just being honest with myself? Do I stay because he's a good man, or leave because my heart doesn't fully feel it? I'm confused. Let me see if I'm confused. That's what we're discussing. Please keep your messages coming through 0548-841-0390, 0548-841-0390. We're live on Facebook. We're here with Shed. And then my very favorite person who deals with rap. You know when I like rap music? Yeah, he's my new guy right now. Forget Shed. But, bro, I want to hear what you have to say.
Unfortunately, I'm confused just as
well. Hey, I don't understand.
But honestly, yesterday's story, I don't know, like this week's stories are very confused. Like, I don't know, like the people are already confused before.
Because, let's break it down.
Yeah.
You're in a relationship with somebody who listens. He gives you everything. He shows up for you. He respects you.
Yeah.
No drama.
Yeah.
He doesn't stress you. The kind of person you said everybody prays for. But you feel like something isn't just there. And he's not sitting right with you.
Yeah.
You are laughing with him and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You are okay around him. But when he calls you sometimes, you don't want to pick up.
Because there's no drama.
So, and it's scaring you. But the issue is there's somebody else. And nothing serious. You haven't even crossed any line. You're not dating. But in your head, you feel like you're dating. It feels different from the one that you're actually dating.
Yeah.
The vibe is easy. I'm more myself. And I actually look forward to hearing from him. Oh, wow. Haven't crossed any lines yet. But in your head, you feel guilty because you feel like you already have. You are with someone, but yet you feel like something is missing. The new person is what gave it to you. You're not dating or anything.
What is missing? Is it a drama? Like, the one will always see the other side, and then they'll be able to see if they really belong, or... Because sometimes I can't really think far, like somebody will say, because you are... Like, can we just conclude and say, they don't like peace, your gender, you don't like peace?
Oh, please don't add me.
Because... No, I mean, because if you are with someone, you are getting all this attention, he shows up, he respects you, and then there is no drama,
mm-hmm.
but you still feel like something is missing, then maybe she's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And for the purpose of the guy's mental health, you should just be honest, and they go their separate ways. But not to, I mean, keep the person in there and trying to fake your love for him, mm-hmm. and at the end of the day, you know, same far. I don't know how long they have gone.
She didn't even state that how long they've been together.
I don't know how long they have gone, but that's what I think, though.
do you think it's level
today is not a good day for me. Today is not a good day for me. Can you imagine?
I don't even know what to say next.
My children are here to visit me.
You're what?
Come inside. You these boys.
Hey. Where is the beard?
Daddy! Daddy!
Hey, no, no, go have a lobby.
Daddy!
Fly the my boy. Hey!
Daddy!
Hey!
Daddy! They say, I didn't listen to the thing for radio talk. They say, some woman be say, the woman has done absolutely nothing. Why on your shit? And then Charlie, who are they saying? DJ, but who are they saying?
Yo, bring the seats. Oh. Yo, get them some seats. Mugo di ufo. In front of Pemini di ye.
Sir. Mufamin kan. Mabadi ya, daddy be didi, daddy be didi.
Yali ase, Mufamin kan ona. Mufamin kan ona.
Daddy.
Listeners, guess who just walked in?
Where is the beard?
Ask Nana Kwame Labi, what happened to your beard?
I tried to. When it's going up, I don't want to.
Okay. So why do you want to keep this up and keep that down? Okay.
I swear, I miss this building. Just my film.
These are my guys, they left me.
They ran away.
These people. Just to handle the library on my own.
Yes.
Left me and Bradash and Arnold.
Yes.
They are doing a
good job. And skin too is skinning.
Who's skinning?
DJ skinning.
Their pocket is also pocketing.
Yeah, their pockets are pocketing. That's why I'm keeping them here, because today lunch. In fact, media the dinner, you know. Yeah, therefore.
We are started from you.
Eh.
Hello, yes. Yes.
Into where did he?
Debbie.
Now share the story one more time. I want to engage them, because almost they know these boys.
Yeah,
they know. Yeah. Fly the my boy.
Fly the one film. Yeah. Fly the one him.
The whole world.
Day nine, and I'm in a relationship with someone who has done nothing wrong. Like, actually nothing. He's
underlined that part. Done nothing wrong.
Nothing. Actually nothing. He's calm, he listens, he shows up, he respects me with no drama, no stress. Ideally, the kind of guy people pray for. But if I'm being honest, something in me just isn't there. I laugh with him, I'm okay around him, but I don't feel the connection. Sometimes I even catch myself avoiding his calls not because I'm angry, but I just don't feel like talking to him, and that scares me. The issue is, there's somebody else. Nothing serious. We're not even dating though. But with him, everything seems different. The vibe is easy. I'm more myself, and I actually look forward to hearing from him. I haven't crossed any lines, but in my head, I feel like I already have, and it's making me feel guilty because the guy I'm with doesn't deserve this. He's giving me everything, yet I'm here feeling like something is missing. So now I'm asking myself, am I being ungrateful, or am I being honest with myself? Do I stay because he's a good man, or leave because my heart doesn't fully feel it? I'm confused.
Be prayer points, no, Didier girl.
What did Andy say about it?
I haven't said anything.
He says he's confused.
Because we have been there before.
Share experience.
Apart from them, you can go there.
Share your experience, Andy.
Go ahead.
Charlie, this is one way. I think one way or the other, we've all been in a situation like that before, where you're with someone, but you know, yeah, you still have some particular vibe with someone else that you can't necessarily replicate in your current relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, but I've been there before. So I think it's all about following what her heart is telling her to do. Mm-hmm. Obviously, her heart is not with the current boyfriend, who hasn't done anything. Wait, the current boyfriend too? They give her money.
They sort them out.
I said, but there's not Jessica. No,
could it be possible that it was just because of the benefits?
Well, I mean, wherever there's comfort, everybody you gravitate towards comfort more. So, So definitely, I think that played a major role in why she eventually settled for this particular guy.
I don't owe anyone who has mobile money.
Oh, the Andy Emmy. Yeah.
Oh, that? Thank you. Let me see the reference.
And the
name on the account.
And the name on the account.
No, we can't already. It didn't be a man.
And the Emmy. Yeah, but the Emmy.
Anna age is kind of it.
Hey.
I was sicker.
Yeah, he was telling me
that
I needed money, so they should send him money so
he
gave it to me.
Yeah. Mutazu. I don't know about whoever sent me some money. God bless you.
It was meant for
maybe
me.
It's not for you.
I know. Eh?
Why don't you know one telling me
that
I needed money?
Guys, ask Anno. Hey, Papa, no.
And you forward it to me. Let me verify.
I did hear. Some man called me. There was this man I met at Lumbers 1 week.
Okay.
I think he was with Amachidi Osekojentumubaku. I just went there to greet him. We exchanged numbers. Oh, Andy, I like you. Andy, you're from. Oh, okay. So me, I did here. I was on there. I think Sister Fierce would be I came here. Then the man called me. Hey, Andy, I would have got some radio here. I said, I'm a chinchin if you didn't have a hey, Andy, program net there. Program near fine. But to me, can I?
10,000.
Ah, okay, okay. Charlie, just like that, too. So me, I called the man later. I said,
why are you mistaken?
So me, I was even telling Bedash and another. Charlie, 10K be able to me phone, so but.
Which flu so be saying your name is.
No, he said. So I called the man and I asked him. Say, Pacho, Andy, mama send you a crabby. Yeah, we there. He didn't even mention the amount. Okay, crabby. No, I'm saying that me does it. But without you saying, Charlie, friend, you may be an A or no. So I called him back. Daddy, so I mentioned the name of the vendor. I'm going to have a mom send you, me, mamina. Mom, catch him some send the cacre, my way. So about the year, fashion, and the way, and the way, fashion, she'll be a reina. I don't send this thing. because my catch is one sending 10,000. One of Daddy, me who near me was any of our call wall. Who near me? Any of our call wall.
Thank you.
Oh,
and you're only and do you?
Oh, yeah,
and if I talk to Coco,
that day, Nana, yeah, and that day,
yeah,
and whoever sent,
we are grateful.
Hi, boss, I sent you.
Okay.
Is it for me?
The hold on.
Has finally spoken.
Nana Kwame. Hey. Oh, Nana.
Yeah,
oh.
I thought it was me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah,
was
no,
me.
See.
No, that's not the name on your mom.
Nana Kwame. No. Nana Kwame.
Yeah.
That's on me. Oh, Nana. Yeah. Oh, Nana.
So this is why you guys clap for me.
Macho, anyawa, anyawa, anyawa. Oh, Nana. Oh, Nana. Oh, my brother.
Wow.
And then in front of my Minidi. Still, Minidi. Oh.
Now, Minidi.
In fact, and then Minidi. As you know, yeah, Nidi. Now, apparently, we're ditching.
Any discussion?
And then you didn't answer.
You can make a new motion.
Yes, Nidi. You didn't answer. You didn't answer.
No, so you are saying.
So I'm just saying, she should follow her heart. I mean, women know what they want.
Eh?
Regardless. You guys know what you want. Ah. If you don't know what you want, you will be here. They know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like she's more or less settling for the comfort now and try and ignore her feelings.
True.
But in this present day, 2006 Ghana, where women are focusing on how to, you know, live a comfortable life and ignoring their feelings, I think she's in a good place and she should just try and make things work with her current partner,
mm-hmm.
and forget whoever is making her feel some things. They're just feelings. Mm-hmm. Eventually, as a woman, as a human being, you need that sustainability. I don't even go into the conversation of what she does for work and all that. I want to believe that she also has something doing,
mm-hmm.
that she can fend for herself. But Chalu do basically dead there. As a woman, you know what I'm talking about. If you have somebody who's providing, you know, women who have their money and they still want a man to spend on them.
Sure. No, their money is
there. Their
money is mine.
You understand?
Their money is
you understand? So I think she should be there, enjoy the good life and try to repay him with just a little tender loving care and say she. That we need that soon. When I be me from about.
It looks like you are advising someone, but some particular person. That's a whole catch.
Me, I'm off the market. I'm not married yet, but I'm heading there. Since me, I'm fine. I'm okay.
At the same, one I know. Say now, but that's where my friend. My friend.
No.
Me no. Find out.
No.
I know. I know.
Loyalty test.
I built this with you. Don't do that. What's her name?
Adenchi.
Is it?
This is where they matter you.
How do you know?
If you know, you know.
My main friend who confirmed. Fly.
Boy, if you are. If you are not coming soon, what's
wrong? Honest, mommy. No.
Okay, let me hear from Fly. Oh, dear. Fly.
So just like Nana Kwame said, I think she's just follow her heart. I mean, there are times when someone leaves you and it's not because you've done something wrong. Maybe they are getting some level of comfort from someone else. So she should just, I've been in that situation before where someone left me because there was no particular reason. I tried to look for the reason. They said, oh, don't go chasing. What did they? There's a name they call. There's a word for it. Is it closure? Yeah, don't go chasing closure because I wanted to know what I did. But you know, so when he started reading, oh, the calm, it has no drama. I saw myself in there, but you know, yeah. So it's she's just follow her
because
heart.
Get the answers.
Yeah,
that situation we went through.
Yeah,
of course.
She's getting something. From someone, you know, yeah. Nowadays, the girls are not ready to reason with you, so you just have to level up and then, you know, yeah. So she's just follow her heart. Yeah, I think she's in a good place. Yeah.
Okay. Bema,
I'm coming to you. When I'm the guy.
Okay.
Okay. So a lady who follows her heart will surely die at last. Any partner who follows her heart, a man, a woman, if you follow your heart, you will die at last.
Tell us more.
Okay, so this lady doesn't know herself. She doesn't know herself, clearly. Now, when a lady knows herself, she will know what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And when your emotions are speaking for you, you are not matured enough. Now, if everybody is to listen to emotions, nobody will ever make it in life. Because sometimes your emotions are telling you that chairman, what brother? But conscience and maturity is telling you that chairman, sorry, koko page, ma bina ye. So anybody who follows emotions, emotions are there. I'm not saying it's bad, but then it's I always say that love and trust is always weakness for the immature.
Mm-hmm.
If you are matured, it's a strength.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a woman, you should know where you are going to, where you are heading to, and the kind of man you want to move with. If you only want to choose if you think there is no rapport between you and your current boyfriend, I understand. He may be a good boy, he may be that, he may be this, but the vision you have for yourself, what he is doing is not in alignment with yours. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if the only reason why you want to choose your friend or what, like whoever you've been chatting with, not on a regular basis, whatever reason you want to choose him is based on your emotions, then you're failing. Sit down, identify yourself, know what you want. After knowing what you want, then tell yourself that, okay, so this is where I want to move towards. Per that, you can choose. Look, there are people who are dying today, not because they never loved their partner, but because they thought emotions were only enough to get into marriage. So if that is your only base, my dear, if you follow your heart, you die at last. Sit up, identify yourself. Like I always say, but my daddy won't let me say, work on yourself. Sit up, work on yourself, know where you are going to, but that choose the kind of man you want, and I'm sure you're going to get a bright future. Mm. Thank you.
Hiti,
yo, I would want to disagree with you, Swan. Mm-hmm. She definitely knows what she wants.
That's why.
That's why she's saying
this.
She knows.
At last, she says I'm confused.
Hey, no, she's confused because one, she's committed to one, mm-hmm. but she sees the other as the
one she's
perfect
in a
person
for her.
She,
no, her. If you know what you want, you'll be able to tell the other partner that look, I can't be with you. I want to move on. You don't know what you want.
So the thing might be, it might be.
She's just trying to
play safe,
manage the situation, yeah. So she wouldn't hurt.
That's true.
Women usually know what they want.
She just
no.
She knows. She knows. And
no,
I mean, she clearly stated in the message, mm-hmm. that it is not as if there is something wrong with this one,
mm-hmm.
but this one has everything that I want.
People pray for.
Mm-hmm.
No, see, the ones
no,
she is with,
one. Yeah.
is what
people pray for.
Normally,
people pray for.
The
yeah.
society will say go for.
Yeah.
But the one coming or the one outside their relationship is like her dream choice.
Like the one outside,
outside,
the outside, yeah,
yes.
The friend,
because
yeah,
she feels more comfortable with him,
no, emotionally.
But you see,
because the story was based on emotions.
You see,
okay, you go.
That is why. No, I don't disagree. But you see, if we are all not emotionally stable, automatically, psychologically, we are not stable.
Mm-hmm.
Even physically, we are not stable. But once emotionally, you are not there. Everything else changes
yeah.
around you.
Yeah.
So for me, she knows what she wants. But for, I mean, where I see the problem is, unfortunately, she is going to taste the same situation with the other guy. Because there is a possibility the other guy might also not feel the same for her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So she will leave the one who loves her, going for the one she loves, but she will not get the love in return.
Yeah,
and mostly that's how it works.
Probably.
So then you follow your heart. When you got to the destination, you realize, no, I should have used my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the situation she's going to. When she leaves this guy, she's going to regret like 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to learn how to love.
Mm-hmm.
You might not get everything in a man.
Mm-hmm.
The one that could psychologically, emotionally, or physically satisfy you may fall short on the other side.
Yeah.
So for me, if you are with a man, he's responsible, he cares, he loves, maybe
he shows
in
up.
Bed, he can't satisfy you. That is why. But if not that, and the guy is actually capable of ticking all the boxes, but the only problem is you not having a feeling for him, or you don't like vibe like you would have loved. Please, try to bring your vibe on him.
I think,
because
very good advice.
Yeah.
Because it is very hard to get guys very committed to you as a woman, and like she's saying, it's not as if the guy has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you. So what is your problem? Learn
she
to love him back.
She
that is it.
Problem.
Was where you are heading towards. The guy doesn't feel the same for you. You know, there are guys we have, we vibe all right. And you know, mostly what we do is we say all the nasty things,
mm-hmm.
to just, you know, sometimes some of the women, they love to hear all those things. Mm-hmm. You know, the bad stuff, you know, maybe you met someone who was brought up differently, so you don't get those vibes from. But this other person, you get all those vibes from. Charlie, how you want to, you know, all the bad things.
Mm-hmm.
So you think he's the right person for you because that vibe is there. Me, if you want someone for the future, learn to love this guy, because that journey is too long for you to base on just one
mm-hmm.
aspect of it. So if you have someone that you think loves you, my lady, I beg you, learn to be with. See, there are so many of us, so many people who got married to people they don't love.
Mm-hmm.
But they're having a good relationship now.
All the time.
Once, me, I always tell you, once your man is not abusing you physically,
mm-hmm.
verbally, he respects you. He does, like, he's very responsible.
Yeah.
He gives you what you want. The time, everything that will make you feel better. Please, manage that man. Maybe another one or two be say, try find Chenka crack. Hey, mama, yeah, yeah. That one. Oh yes, I mean, please don't. No woman should convince herself that I'm going to get a man that is from the above four point me understanding. So if that is the only problem for me, she doesn't have an issue. She should learn to love this one. Welcome, and she's good to go.
You see, in the first place, no, why did she accept to be with him?
You know,
because maybe there's no one in the picture.
Titi, we talked about this last week, about how relationships get to a point. Even when you're married, or let's look at the relationship part. We talked about how sometimes you fall out of love. Your partner will do something that will piss you off. It doesn't feel like you like them anymore for the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Then again, it will pick up again.
Yes, yes.
So because we are human, you understand. So probably she's gotten to that part of the relationship where I said there's no spark like the way it was from the beginning. It happens like that. And then somebody also come in for the time being. You think the person's older.
That.
Remember the 80-20 rule thing we talked about some time ago?
Is very good.
When you're in a relationship, your partner is 8 you.
Mm.
Akakakra. You go and find Andy Dusty who has 20. You think Andy is the shina because you're getting 80 from somewhere. The person you are with is giving you 80.
Mm.
And then Andy will come and you think that, oh, Andy, go. It's 20%.
Oh, yes, like 80. Someone wouldn't buy a phone for someone. And the one who bought the house is
you're shaking.
How? But it happens.
It happens. I mean, that's the kind of society we've
created. Last week, we talked about the fact that you start all over again. The friendship is what keeps it going.
Yeah.
So you talk things over. This is when you have to open up and say, shed. So these days, I've been feeling some type of way. Talk about it, but don't make that decision in your head. Say, I want to go.
Well, unless for me, unless maybe one thing we're also missing is, missing out is, perhaps the other guy is also very good with all the things.
He has more money.
Yes, and then he feels, she feels, okay, so this is just like this, but this has more,
mm-hmm.
more of what I want than this one. Mm-hmm. If that is okay for her, you know, but when the very moment she takes that decision, she should know that is a point of no return.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go and come back and come and tell me, oh, me who you are, coming, you'll be an old penny, you'll be a man.
I've been listening to all of you. For a young woman who may have found love, I'm saying may, mm-hmm. right? At the same time has someone in the picture, and no one is addressing the other guy in the dark. No one is talking about that. Because it is the other guy, the guy in the shadows, it's him. Mm-hmm. He is the reason this gentleman is not having that affection from her. Simple. Simple. As I'm not knowing any.
The attention is somewhere.
Of course.
Yeah.
And so,
as I'm not saying, why are we like, going as here, go back like, and forth on this, and as he to me, be as I'm not here. As I'm not, I don't know. Look, if I'm in a relationship with AJ, and I have someone who has done me no wrong. Oh, but no, the animal me or bedam in chain, come to me, she's there. Me pen come dear, she's there, and still me penwa. I must have a proper introspection, a proper reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, she's been able to open up to us that there is a certain Mami Yabi or Ajuabi who is not even aware, right? Somewhere. So she is hidden in the dark, right? All you know, the kind of affection AJ is giving me, or attention or the moment, this person in the dark is not even giving.
No.
She may not even be giving to me. The stupid part is that this guy is doing everything right. He should start doing things wrongly. That's all.
Yeah.
Wrongly how, bro?
Ah. He's too good.
Unfortunately, he's not the one who sent the message.
No, I understand. What I'm saying is that he's too good. Look.
They feel like...
Do you know one thing I realized?
Yeah.
Komama.
You don't want...
No way.
Perfect.
No way. Be nice all you can. No.
They want you to be rough.
And what's up with your rough?
Sakura.
Yes.
Hey, doggy no. Hey,
when you say,
because when you are there, seven
they take you for granted.
Oh, him says sebi uni baby ako. Oh, soon him fast swap.
Experience is the best.
Give her everything you want, but the very moment, apart from that, look, a baby has some pay competition.
Yeah.
So
once they find out that there's another person lurking in the dark. Or someone hovering around the relationship, and also obey God.
See that they sit up or they walk away.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah, there are two things.
Yeah.
Either you sit up or walk away and let me enjoy my peaceful, my new relationship. Yeah. Because don't come calling me. Time and I'm a woman wa me no wa yeah that sorry a 5G chale me from now way me was wearing grass and me how I dream. Why? Oh, my friend back. My friend, we'll grab a friend, Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
If you okay.
Say, I mean, she rejects
the call. Yes. The guy is calling, but on fuck. On fuck, you think?
It's scaring her.
What is scaring her? Oh, I know what. No.
In her mind.
No, don't you get
it? She knows what she wants.
AJ,
but for me, I think she has committed herself with a guy.
Look.
But
I didn't know this. Look, Tete. If you ask him, Obien him the
Exactly.
She knows.
Obien wow. Because I say, oh, me, I don't know. I'm confused.